Welcome to the Avir Miyusham Yeshua sponsor in the schus of Am Yisrael and success in all its fronts. We're holding up Sochim Daf Yutes and the Oizvador edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Alocha Dalit. We're starting Amud Aleph, four lines from the top. The Gemara just concluded mentioning the idea, this concept called a karmis, this grain called a karmis, which is not so clear if it comes to Lidei Chometz or not Lidei Chometz. So the Gemara now brings another discussion, but something else which is not so clear if it gets to Lidei Chometz or not. So the Gemara says like this, Tamatin, and we learned over there, Tapuach Shariskoi, one took an apple, which is Truma, and he mashed it, V'nosnatuch Iso, and he put it into a dough, V'chimtzo, and he made a chometz, harezo asuro, and makes it asur. Because the tapuach that causes it to ferment, that causes the chimutz to happen, is not botel beroif. So even though you have more than 101 kineged the apple, it's still asur. Now, the next line is just the continuation of the Mishnah over there. Sarim shenoflo toich habor shalmaim. If you have barley that fell into a pit of water, av bishiv ishu meimim mutarim. Even though it got spoiled, the water is mutar. Even though the water does have a little bit of the taste of the barley, and the barley is trumo, it's still mutar because it's considered to be nois in tam of gam. It gives a bad taste to the water. Now, Tani, comes the Braiso, speaks about the apple, and it says over there, b'yisiyoyim mutar. It says when the apple falls into an iso, it's going to be mutar. So, abachar avob, shavyoyisim b'charino, maplegin. What's the mochlekis? B'mechamez b'meimov. If they're using the water of the apple. So the question is, the water of the apple, is it considered to be mechametz or not? As the Gemara is going to explain in a moment. But if you're using the actual apple, as Rechaim explains, meaning using not the apple itself in the iso, you don't put pieces of apple in the iso, but you're putting the smell of the apple in the iso. So if it's only smell, then it's not an issue. And divrei kol mutar, that's not going to be a problem of the chimutz. A basic idea, a basic that says that it's mutar by the water of the apple, is kemoy du'omer tamon en tavshiloy tavshil borer. The same way by Hilchus Shabbos, he says, when a person puts an egg next to an oven and he heats it up, it's considered to be ein tafshil borer, meaning the bishul that the Torah is oyser is regular cooking. Something which is not a regular cooking, it's a little slightly different, it's not part of the isra bishul of the Torah. Kach omar hocho ein chimutz chametz borer. So here, you have to have a full chimutz, what makes the iso, the dough, chametz. And an apple, the water of the apple, is not the normal way of making chimutz, and therefore that's not also according to Rabbi Yossi. So you bring this, just to bring an example, when things are not clearly doing a chimutz, it depends on a discussion. Now the next part is just brought here because we mentioned the sugi in Shabbos, as many times the Yerushalmi does, we're bringing another thing from the sugi there in Shabbos, not going to get to our sugyo. The Gemara says, Tani, the Braisa says, Pogoshi tmino batevin. He put a fig into the straw. Fecharoro, the type of cake, shitomno bagechol, he put into coal. Migulim nitolim b'Shabbos. A part of it is revealed, so you can take out the pogo or the chararo, you could pull it out, and then even though everything else falls off, it's okay because it's considered to be tiltum in atzad. Vimlav eini tolim, because you're not allowed to move mukze to reach the food. Continues the Gemara. Minayin shokar hanim yoytzim dechivosom bechalo v'trumo. How do you know you can use for matzah and Pesach? The Kohanim can use chal and truma, even though they're the only ones who can eat it, and Yisrael can't eat it. V'Yisrael ma'aseh sheni. And how do you know the Yisrael can use ma'aseh sheni b'Pesach and Pesach, even though it's something that you can't eat everywhere? Ma'aseh sheni can be used only in Yerushalayim. And another reason why there's a problem with ma'aseh sheni, says the Rechaim, is because you have to eat b'simcho and not when b'aninus, while Korban Pesach, it says, that's a lechemoini. The word tochlu matzah is extra, to be mirabe, and additional things that you can eat, even though it's not part of the regular item that everybody else can eat, or that can be eaten in every place. Maybe you'll say you can also eat use bikurim for matzah. Tomod loymar bechol moshu yisechem tochlu matzos. Has to be matzah nechels bechol moshuv. Has to be matzah you can eat in every place. Yotzu bikurim sheinen mecholim bechol moshuv. Bikurim have to bring it to Yerushalayim. You can't eat out of Yerushalayim. Says more of so. He's seven every ma'aser sheni. What are ma'aser sheni? Harein enoch bechol moshuv. Ma'aser sheni also has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Says more that's different. Rohu li podois uleochel bechol moshuv. Ma'aser sheni you can redeem and then eat it wherever you want. So yes, while it's still kadosh, now redeemed, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. But there is an option for it to be eaten out of Yerushalayim. Rabbein Barchia boy, he asked the following. Me'ato, according to what we just learned, halakoch bekesa ma'aser shenitmo le'abudamau. something that was purchased with the money of Ma'aser Sheni, and it became Tameh. What's going to happen according to Rabbi Yehuda? Now, what's the din? As we'll see in a moment. Something that was already purchased because of Ma'aser Sheni, you can redeem it. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that once it becomes Tameh, you could redeem it. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even if it becomes Tameh, you can't redeem it a second time. Tetani, as we see in the Braiso. Lokoch bekesa ma'aser shenitvo, something that was purchased with the money of ma'aser sheni, meaning there were fruits of ma'aser sheni, they were redeemed on money, and someone took the money and bought with it new fruits, and now these fruits became tame. The din is yipode, rabbanon hold, you can still redeem it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yikove, Rabbi Yehuda says you can't redeem it anymore, you have to bury the fruits. Omer lo Rabbi Yehuda, ma'aser sheni atzvo shenitvo harei yu nivdo. When I have a regular ma'aser sheni, fruits of ma'aser sheni, that became tame. The din is a reu nivdo, you can redeem it. Halakol because of ma'aser shenitvo in your din shipode. So if it was purchased with money of ma'aser sheni, so of course you can redeem it as well. It's looking at a second degree. Omer lahem, so he answers to them. Lo yamati ma'aser sheni shekinu nivdo tor biruchog mokim. When you have ma'aser sheni, which is tor, which is pure, did not become tamei. Can you redeem it if it's outside of Yerushalayim? The answer is yes. Tomim b'lekuach b'kesem ma'aser sheni u'nivdo b'tor b'ruchog mokom. Whatever is purchased with the money of ma'aser sheni, you cannot redeem it anymore if it's still tor, even though it's out of Yerushalayim. So Rabbi says, once something is already purchased with the money of ma'aser sheni, you can't redeem it, even if it becomes tomim. So now, and it continues the Gemara and asks the question, now that you said it needs to be, you have the option to be eaten everywhere, these fruits are not, you can't eat it out of Yerushalayim. Because if it's tor, you have to eat in Yerushalayim, and if it's tameh, you have to bury it. So do you say you can use it, the lokoch kesem ma'aser sheni, according to Rabbi, you can't use it for matzah? Reb Shimon Lakish Boy is another question. Me'ato chilas chalos isas ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim. If I have a ma'aser sheni, we made a dough out of it, and then you do that froshos chalo. So now you have part of the ma'aser sheni, which is chalo, and it's in Yerushalayim. Continues the Gemara Daf Yutes Amud Beis. Oil veino ruili podois v'lochem b'chol moishov v'nirtzim bo. Regular ma'aser sheni, if it becomes tameh, according to Rabban, you can redeem it even though it reached Yerushalayim. Here, this is a chala ma'aser sheni. If it was in Yerushalayim and it's tor, you're not allowed to redeem it because of ma'aser sheni. And you can't take it out of Yerushalayim. And once it becomes tameh, you can't redeem because it's chala, has the gedusha of truma. And if it becomes tameh, you have to burn it. So, according to Rabbanon, Chalos ma'aser sheni Yerushalayim doesn't have a redemption. And if so, hoyil ve'ino really plays a chol b'chol moshav in yotzibo. You'll tell me again, you can't use it in Pesach according to your rule that anything that you can't eat everywhere, you can't use it in Pesach. Or we say, once we have a ribui from the pasuk to add other things, this is included in the ribui. Continues the Gemara and says, Yochol yetzu nichavoso mechalos toido v'kikin nazir. Could it be yetzu choivo with the breads that come with korban toido, the breads that come with the korban nazir? Tomod loyma shivas yomim matzos techelu. Matzah nechelas kol shivo v'nechelas toido v'kikin nozir necholim kol shivo. And this would be something that you can eat for 7 days. Have a matzah that has the potential to be eaten every day of Pesach. Here, whatever belongs to nozir and toido can be eaten only a day and a night. It's not good for 7 days. So you can't use it for matzah. So says the Gemara, Rav Yoyne b'shim of Shim Lokish. Meaning, why do we have to get to the fact that it's not eaten for 7 days? Why don't say what we just said before? It needs to be able to eat in every city in Eretz Yisrael. Korban Nazir and Korban Toyda can be eaten on Yerushalayim. So we know the rule. The rule has to be something which you could eat any place in Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't apply to Nazir and Toyda. So it says the Gemara, you see from here, that when there was the Mizbeach in Noive Givoin, Mizbeach Noive Givoin means it was called a Boma Gdoila. Boma Gdoila means it's not a Beis HaMikdash, it's on the Mishkan, it's a standalone Mizbeach, which is not a part of the Beis HaMikdash, and there that's considered Boma Gdoila. When they brought the Korbanas there, you could have eaten the breads every place in Eretz Yisrael. So although today, meaning when Beis HaMikdash exists, you cannot eat the chalos of Toido and the Rikikin Nozir every place, only in Yerushalayim. But because there was a time that you could have eaten it in every place, so that's why it's still applicable to Chol Moed Shavuos, and the only reason you can't use it in Pesach is because you can't eat it for 7 days. And that's the Losh of the Gemara. The fact that it was eaten every year in Eretz Yisrael, you don't take it out from Moishev, that it's not good enough because you can't even have every Moishev. The Gemara brings another giuso, similar idea from here, just the Gemara learns it from here. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shimon Lokish, Zoy Sumeris, from here you learn. That when there was a Bama G'dayla in Noive Givoin, in these cities of Noive Givoin, they were able to eat the Chalas of Toido and the Rekiki of Nazir, every city in Eretz Yisrael. That's why I didn't learn that you can't eat Chalas Toido and Rekiki of Nazir on Pesach, because not even Al Meshavis, you learn from the fact that you can't eat it for 7 days. Says the Gemara, Nicha Chalas Toido. So Chalas Toido, I understand, when there was the Bama G'dayla in Noive Givoin, you brought Toido to there. But Rekiki Nazir, that cannot be. Einokin, that's not true. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Leiska Nezirus, Nezirus Choyvei. Rabbi Yochanan says, don't mention Nezirus regarding the Bama G'dayla that was in Noive Givoin. Because the Noive Givoin is not considered to be a full Mizbech, it's a Bama. And the Bama only call Hanidor Vinidov Karba Bama. Only things that are donated, it's a donation. That's something you can bring on the Bama. Not something which is Choyva, which is obligation. Nazir is obligation. Once a person becomes a Nazir, he's obligated to bring a carbon. That is not Karev on a Bama G'dayla. So they didn't have a Noive Givoin, the carbon as Nazir. They never ate the breads B'chol Gvul Yisrael. Answers the Gemara, my Aboyin Bar Kahano, Tipoter Shekor V'chatosoy B'shiloy, for a loss of a Shloma B'noy V'givoy. There's three korbanos that Nozi has to bring. Has to bring a Chatos, an Oilo, and a Shlomim. Chatos is always a Choyve. Nobody can donate a Chatos to Beis HaMikdash. But Oilo and Shlomim could be coming B'nedova. So you may, what the Gemara says is like this. We'll talk about that the Chatos was Korev in the right place. Where is that? In Shiloh. Shiloh is where the Mishkan was before Noive Givoin. Once they went into Eretz Yisrael, they built the Mishkan in Shiloh. Afterwards, it got destroyed, and then they moved the Mizbeach, called Abba Magdoilo, to Noive Givoin, and eventually they got to Yerushalayim. So while Shiloh still existed, they brought Korban Chatos, and he was Yaitz Korban Chatos, which is a Choyva. Then Shiloh got destroyed. What he still has to bring is Oil and Shlamim. Oil and Shlamim that do come B'nedova, and Nazir could bring it in the Bama G'dayla, and that's where he brought it, and then he can eat the bread everywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Says the one, that's not good enough. Rav Chanan, Rav Israel, born Kamir Amano. Like it on my Rebbe, Bishr Rabbi Yiso, Rebbe say name Rabbi Yiso. Shalmi Chagigo, Aboyim Bebomo. Someone brought the Shlamim of Chagigo, that you have to bring in the Aliyah L'Regel. If you brought it on a Bama, Kshayim, it is kosher, meaning you can bring it on the korban. But it does not fulfill the obligation of the owner. Why? Because Bama G'dayla does not fulfill obligations. So here, the Nazir needs to bring oil and shlomim. You say he brought it to Bama G'dayla. If he brought it to Bama G'dayla, it doesn't fulfill his obligation. Even though you could bring it there. If it doesn't fulfill the obligation, you can't eat the breads. You can't eat the breads in all the cities of Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Elak Abudah, maybe you have to say like Abudah. He says you could bring a korban chatos and pesach in a bama g'dayla, and chatos or pesach liyochid bama k'tano. He says the difference between bama g'dayla. Bama g'dayla is a public bama, like a noivy giver that all Yisrael are using. Bama k'tano is between when there was no Beis HaMikdash, everybody could do a mizbeach in his own backyard. So the bama k'tano, private bama, there you can't bring chatos and pesach. But a bama g'dayla, Rabbi Yehuda says you can bring pesach, not only pesach, you can bring korban chatos. Rabbi Yehuda, he's a sheet of the old, the korban chatos does come in a bama g'dayla. So you could bring the korban chatos of a nazir in a bama g'dayla, and you may, that's why they ate the bread in every city. Says the Gemara, no, you don't have to say that we're going in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Loi aso el kab shimin. We're going to go with Rabbanon that you don't bring chatos in a bama g'dayla. But if you use the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon Omar, mekevan she nizrek olav echad min adomim, hutar at nozer lishtet yayin v'tomer l'amesim. Once one of the korbanos was nikar for nozer, from the three korbanos the nozer brings, if one of them was done properly, he's already allowed to drink wine and become tomer l'amesim, meaning he's not a nozer anymore. So according to him, once you brought korban chatos by Shiloi, and it was done properly, the nozer is not a nozer anymore. Now, he still has to bring oil and shlamim. But the oil and shlomi for him is much more a donation than a korban to rabbanon. A korban to rabbanon, oil and shlomi is an obligation. It's a choyva. Because it doesn't stop being a nazir until he brings the three korbanos. But according to Reb Shimon, each one of the korbanos is enough to make him not a nazir. He's already not a nazir. Hi, he still has to bring the oil and shlomi. It's considered to be, for according to Reb Shimon, much more of a nedava. And if it's a nedava, it's a donation, you could bring him in a bama g'dayla l'chatchila. And that's the case that we spoke about, the korban nazir. There was a time when they ate the bread of Korban HaNazir all over Eretz Yisrael. When they brought the Chatos to Shiloh, and the Oil and Shlomim came in the Noive Givoin, which is the Bama G'dayla, And Aliba de Rab Shimon that holds that really only one korban is necessary to make him not a nazir. So the oil and shlomim considered to be a nedova, a donation, and he fulfilled his obligation and he's able to eat the bread. Where did he eat the bread? All over Eretz Yisrael. So that's the reason Rikiki Nazir is considered to be that it's eaten in every city in Eretz Yisrael. Even though today, I mean, one space of English is built, it's not eaten. But there was a time that was eaten in every city in Eretz Yisrael. And the only reason you can't use Rikiki Nazir for matzo is because it's not eaten for 7 days, only for a day and a night. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Yutes.